Very nice, 64 to get things started downtown. There's Keith Klein.
Hey there.
I'm Mike Glasgow, and we welcome in this morning from Ivy Tech. It's our good friend. He is the executive director of the Gale and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship at Ivy Tech. It's our good friend and big Cubs fan, Steve Bryant. Steve, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Cubs win.
They did. They did after not winning yesterday. But we'll let those details slide through. You're a busy man. School's back in session. Is that right, or is that next week?
No, school's back in session. Already started, but summer classes are still underway. People can still enroll. It's a great thing.
And are these 6 week or 8 week here in the summertime?
It's kind of a mix. I mean, some of them are mostly 8 week for the most part because there's two sessions, but... like I said, they just started this week, and anybody can wander in the front doors or get online and still sign up. I mean, you've got the first week of classes going, and you know, if you have to miss one, you miss one, but you can still get in.
So there's time to get in and time to get educated. Air conditioning works out there, right?
You bet.
Air conditioning is working really well. Absolutely.
Steve, before we get started, yesterday, Jeff Tabor.
Oh, he's back from France. Is he summering over in France?
Well,
Jenny Vaughn told us they were going.
They went, and they're back. And I will tell you, based on what Jeff was telling me about what the students and he learned over in France, you want to take part in some of those lunches they're going to be having this semester, because they had a spectacular experience over there.
Yeah, it sounds like he gets to go to these fine Michelin-rated star restaurants,
yeah,
you know, and come back and
when I go to Michelin places,
to
I get tires. What are we talking about here?
Well, you know, they are pressure tested, you know, so
that's exactly
that's the
right.
important part.
But can you imagine?
I'm sure Chef Tabor and his team will have a lot going on when the semester resumes.
But imagine an experience of being in a community college and going to France and coming back with that culinary experience. And usually in the community.
Steve, remind me how they got over there again. I knew there was part of a tourism deal.
Yeah, well, it was a you know, kind of exchange program, if you will. We're taking some students to learn about French cuisine. It was privately funded. I mean, it was a really cool opportunity for them to go and learn about French cuisine and dine in, you know, amazing places. And they even got to go to a wine production facility and check out some vino. I mean, we don't get to do that every day. I mean, that's pretty cool.
That is. So they will use their newly learned techniques, and Keith will be the guinea pig for these coming up. That's a good guinea pig to be, Keith.
Hey, and another... the great part about it is some of the students got to participate, not just Jeff. So, I mean, they get to come back and say, wow, look what I did. I get to go, you know, check out some places in France and learn some new techniques and come back and tell stories and, you know, apply that knowledge for our culinary game.
Boy, that looks good on the LinkedIn deal, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Oh, baby.
Hey, Steve, one of the other things that you wanted to mention, because Ivy Tech's involved, is the Lemonade Day, which is coming up.
Yeah, Lemonade Day is coming up. It'll be not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. I think that's the 16th. It'll be all over Bloomington and Monroe County. You'll have kids signing up for lemonade stands, I mean, at businesses, in parks, a little bit everywhere. The Boys and Girls Club is kind of the fiscal home for the Lemonade Day program, so they're doing a great job organizing. We had Lemonade Day University here at Ivy Tech about 3 weeks ago to teach the kids a little bit about everything you need to know about having a successful lemonade stand. And I think at last call we had about 600 kids registered.
Wow.
Last year we had about 800, so I'm sure it'll get close to that again, and hopefully we'll have really good weather.
Steve, talk about that, because it's not just a bunch of kids going out and putting up a lemonade stand. There's more to it than that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's a whole mentoring program. So the kids, I mean, sign up for a stand location, and they work with a parent, a sibling, a grandparent, a mentor, a friend, whomever that, you know, kind of walks through a curriculum with them and helps them understand about handling money and proper, you know, food handling practices, you know, wearing, you know, gloves and that kind of thing when serving, and not handling cash and transferring the germs back and forth. They learn about how to build a stand, how to market it, you know, what other types of products they could offer, the best tasting lemonade, the most you know, interesting lemonade. You know, they'll have some competitions around town, so there'll be several volunteers from the Lemonade Day organizing committee going around and trying who has the best lemonade and who has the most interesting lemonade, healthiest. And so some of the kids get some some awards towards the end. But like I said, it's an enrichment thing, and they're learning entrepreneurial skills, they're learning about dealing with people, and they really have a great time at it. It's so much fun. So if you get a chance to wander around even the farmer's market, or most Kroger's in town will have them, many businesses are sponsoring the kids, so you'll see a lot of activity. But go buy some lemonade, ask them some cool questions, what they learned, what they're going to do with their money. And most of those kids, at the end, they donate their money to several charities,
right,
around town, and several thousand dollars each year.
Spend it and save it. That's what they encourage them to do. That's
exactly right.
And the good news is, if it's going to be 90 degrees every day, they better make some more lemonade.
Make sure there's extra ice.
Yes, and put that in a cooler.
That's right.
That's what that's for. Steve Bryant's our guest this morning. He checks in from Ivy Tech. And we always get caught up with him about every other month or so. And we've got Lemonade Day, and that's a great partnership there. Obviously, you had graduations last week at Ivy Tech. Shreve Hall front and center. You guys have a lot of events going in and out of there. How do you guys keep that organized?
Yeah, well, it's a bullpen approach, because you have people that come in and use the facilities, but they don't realize our facilities and maintenance team, our marketing team, our administrative team, our student affairs team, they're all involved in those events and different aspects. So, it's kind of like whenever the bat signal goes out and everybody says, hey, I need a few bodies to help with this event, we all show up. So that's the best thing about Ivy Tech. We all work together.
Now, Steve, now that classes are over for the students, the issue is, what do I do with my kids now?
Right.
A lot of camps coming up.
Yeah, the Center for Lifelong Learning has already kicked off their summer camps for the summer. The Ivy Arts for Kids just started this past Monday, and there's multiple camps that are arts related, so you can still sign up. They'll still sign up for sessions in June and July. Ivy Tech College for Kids and College for Teens starts on the 11th, so you can still sign up for those. There's a ton of STEM camps and other enrichment camps for kids. Some of these camps obviously work with Kid City, with the City Parks and Rec, so you can do the morning with Ivy Tech and the afternoon with the city, and your kid will have something to do all week long, which is a really great thing. Just get a hold of the Center for Lifelong Learning. You can just Google it, and you'll find all the information you need.
And you got some special activities going on in Springs Valley?
Yeah. The Springs Valley High School is having a summer education camp for its teachers. Actually, it's a professional enrichment camp over 2 days, and that's on June 18th and 19th.
And Larry Bird will be conducting these.
Larry could be a guest speaker. It's very possible. He does have a fondness for the Springs Valley school system. But we're actually supporting from Ivy Tech in a couple of ways. We're doing a couple of workshops. Antonella Barker, from our coordinator here at the Cook Center, she's going to talk about how to do a pitch competition, since we've done these certainly within Ivy Tech and a few other school systems in the area, notably Martinsville, we did back in February, which went really, really well. And then Adam Gross from our admissions team is going to talk about how to integrate Ivy Tech into their classroom experience. That may mean field trips or bringing in guest speakers or, borrowing equipment from our science team or whatever that may be. So that'll be something that the teachers can learn about, and how to integrate our Ivy Tech services into their classroom experience for their students and build a better partnership.
Talk about that for a second, Steve, because people hear Steve Bryant. He's on the radio. He's got this big title, and he does all this stuff. Do people from Ivy Tech go out and speak to groups?
All the time. Yeah. I mean, honestly, we have faculty and staff that are always interested in doing that. And I speak all over the darn place. You guys know I never shut up. So.
Well, I like having you on.
Yeah, exactly. So, all you really have to do is get a hold of us and say, hey, I'd like to get a speaker for my event, or, a lot of our team has spoke to Rotary over the years, mm-hmm. or different service organizations, service clubs. I mean, I've done it with, Rotaries and other organizations around the area. But we go far and wide. Our campus covers multiple counties around us. I think it's 8 counties, and we go all the way down to Orange.
I admire your restraint this morning, because you started with Cubs win, but did not mention that it was a walk-off grand slam by Jason Hayward. That was good.
It was. Well,
that was good.
To be honest, I went to bed. I fell asleep, and didn't. I missed that. So it's a good thing the Sports Center tells me everything I need to know in the morning.
That's exactly right. Highlights. Without them, our lives would be empty. So there you go, Mr. Hayward with the grand slam. Keith has some more pertinent information he'd like to get to besides Cubs baseball.
He's got one last thing. We've got Crane, and you got some activities going on at Westgate. That's an amazing facility, and what's going on over
now,
there.
I saw them in the paper maybe over the weekend. They've got what goes on there. It's kind of an out of mind, out of sight thing for maybe Bloomington people, so help me out.
Yeah, So the Westgate Academy and Conference Center is a huge facility for training and for events down near Crane. It's off I-69 and 231 exit, so it's about a half hour from our campus. And there's a lot of things that go on there. The Purdue Foundry has its main offices in there, so Purdue University has staff there to help entrepreneurs and startups. There's a co-working space in there called Lock and Key that, you know, people can go access to do, you know, business or you know, have meetings there. Indiana University had a ribbon cutting this week. It now has an office for the Office of Engagement and their Center for Intellectual Property there, so they can connect better to the Crane activities, you know, basically.
Is that
Navy
the
side.
Draw there? Is Crane, is that why everybody's reaching out there? Is it partnerships forming?
I think it's a little bit of, yeah, but that's a big part of it, and certainly those partnerships are important because Crane has intellectual property that it creates to support the warfighter out there, and sometimes they want to see if there's other dual uses for that, and that's where Indiana University and Purdue and others are partnering with them to see if there's possible spin-off technology or new companies they could create. So that kind of startup culture is really a lot of what's going on there. But honestly, we're there a lot because we meet with clients down there because our service territory for the Small Business Development Center goes all the way down to Jasper. So it's often nice to have a place to meet somebody. They don't have to drive all the way up to Bloomington or we don't drive all the way down to Jasper all the time. And we can meet them halfway and there's a place to be. And the IU Office of Engagement has graciously let us use the space. So we have an office there now that we can access any time of day, which is just fantastic.
Real quick, Steve, you wanted to mention SCORE?
Yeah, also, I think you know we have a partnership with SCORE. SCORE is a group of mostly retired executives from different types of businesses with different types of backgrounds that do volunteer work with small businesses to either get them in business or help them grow. Think about people who might have, you know, 30 years of accounting experience or product development or work for Procter & Gamble, and they have a lot of experience to share. So you know, we often, you know, pair them with entrepreneurs in the area, and we do a lot of work together. We formalized a partnership earlier this year to provide them space since they lost their space here in town that they had to meet with clients. Now we're doing co-counseling, and they've I think brought us like about 80 new clients this year already, you know, for about 20 a month, which is really amazing. We didn't have any idea what the impact of that would be, but that's 80 new people that come to our organization to get resources, and we can connect them into Ivy Tech from time to time. And it's just been a really solid partnership. We're really happy with how it's going. And Nick Ashleman, and who's the chapter president and his group, have, you know, really ought to be commended for making something that makes it easier for the entrepreneur or the small business owner to find us.
Are you helping Inman and that group out on the first Mondays of each month?
I am, yeah. Actually, we have rebranded it. It's now called the Small Business Power Hour, and you just missed it this past Monday. But each Monday, each first Monday of the month from 8 to 9 a.m., we're meeting at Grazzi, which is not open for breakfast, so it works out as a great meeting place, right on the square, and it's before the parking meters start at 9 o'clock. Can come in if you have a small business question of any kind. We have people who have backgrounds in legal or contracts or real estate. You want to learn about leases or you have a marketing question. Or you want to meet the city to talk about permitting or zoning. We have representatives from those organizations that are there, and we're rotating them in each month. And come on in. If you just have a quick question, you want to be out in 5 minutes, you can. Or if you want to, you know, ask several questions to different people, come on in. It's all free, and there's free coffee, and it's a good group.
And that happens the first Monday of every month, and we have
yep.
the Minister of Culture, Jim Inman, usually on the air with us. At least before the morning gets started, so we give you a reminder every time we do that. All right, enjoy your Cubs, enjoy your pool, enjoy the summertime, and it's going to be hot enough. It is summertime. We're kids or no kids, and let's do this again sometime down the road.
Sounds great.
All right,
enjoy the day, guys.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your time as always. Steve Bryant, the executive director of the Gale and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship at Ivy Tech. Did I get it right, Keith?
You got
it. Did I nail
it?
Oh, geez.